contrasting DEI with equality of opportunity. Commentary. Folks with common sense likely were pleased when a recent executive order came down from the Trump administration to ban DEI programs from all federal agencies. One wonders why it has taken so long to discard such an un-American system from the government. What is DEI? It is a Marxist secular construct that claims to embrace diversity and justice in our society. Critical race theory makes up a part of the DEI vision. Purveyors of CRT and DEI believe that ethnic minorities in America are victims of discrimination at the hands of the majority population and deserve to receive special favors to make up for this alleged oppression. The DEI apparatus doesn't take into account that minorities in a free society have the same rights under the law as everyone else, and they don't require extra rights. The DEI apparatus also attempts to implement quota systems for minorities regarding higher education enrollment slots as well as in occupational positions whether individuals are qualified or not. In other words, it discriminates based on color, gender, and race instead of seeking to enroll or hire folks based on character, experience, and merit. Martin Luther King, Jr., would likely be disgusted at the DEI apparatus as he believed that people should be evaluated based on character, not physical characteristics. He also noted that, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that." The best disinfectant to expose the reverse racism of DEI is the light of transparency. Folks who promote the DEI worldview also believe that competition and success should be devalued in favor of the equity of prearranged outcomes. In other words, education must be watered down so that less ambitious students can somehow get a leg up as they move through the educational process. The result of lowered standards is declining test scores, intellectual poverty, grade inflation, and social promotion. Is it any wonder that at least 40% of California public school students require remediation in language arts and math when they enter higher education? Unfortunately, DEI has permeated businesses and key institutions in our society, and it won't be easy to dismantle. It tends to punish folks who work hard and want to compete on a level playing field. It also hurts minorities because it creates a blanket generalization that certain minorities are victims and need special assistance in order to succeed. That broad brush claim is insulting to the intelligence of minority communities, and many will tend to believe that they can't succeed through merit and their unique talents. Consequently, DEI has generated soul-crushing damage in our society due to a lowering of standards in academia and the workplace. Visualize for a moment the outcomes that can unfold if an air traffic controller, architect, dentist, doctor, engineer, mechanic, pilot, professor, etc., are hired primarily due to color, gender, or race rather than competence and experience. Lives can be placed at risk if folks who lack the requisite abilities are chosen over others based on gender or skin tone. DEI, which includes affirmative action and identity politics, breaks the law when it intentionally targets minorities for college enrollment or career positions instead of marketing to all eligible students and workers regardless of ethnicity and gender. Moreover, DEI attempts to censor folks who question its discriminatory practices. DEI influencers forget that America was founded on the constitutional principle of freedom of assembly, the press, religion, and speech for everyone, not the freedom from these activities. Now let us turn to equality of opportunity, which is a principle that is very American in nature. In America, anyone can compete and pursue opportunities regardless of ethnicity and gender. Any individual can also create opportunities that can generate ideas, products, and services to benefit society. While most folks value natural cultural diversity and fairness in the big tent that is America, they bristle if an immoral quota-based DEI is coerced upon them. Any form of diversity should never make folks feel guilty for injustices of the past in which they did not participate. Genuine diversity would not pick and choose winners and losers in human endeavors based on superficial characteristics. Americans believe that no special interest group should receive extra rights merely due to some cultural, linguistic, or religious differences. Yet DEI demands that minority groups receive preferences over the majority population, which undermines the concept of a level playing field for all. Yet DEI can be inconsistent, as witnessed by the rampant anti-Semitic behavior targeting Jews on campuses and in the streets following the heinous ambush perpetrated by Hamas against Israel on October 7, 2023. By contrast, equality of opportunity offers the same rights to all folks who want to pursue training for a career. Is equality of opportunity perfect? By no means. It doesn't guarantee success for everyone who seeks opportunities, because nothing in life is guaranteed. What it does is provide options for those willing to study hard and work diligently. If one opportunity doesn't pan out, other opportunities arise, and folks can revise their academic and career goals. The beauty of equality of opportunity is that it leads to limitless opportunities through competition and innovation. People tend to rely on communities and personal initiative to reach their dreams rather than government handouts. While DEI treats people like children forever with its mentality of unearned entitlement, equality of opportunity encourages maturity, merit, and the development of genuine virtues. While the inverted reasoning of DEI would be normal under autocratic rule, it has no place in a representative democracy.